Archer's Omnibus for the week 29 December 1997 to 2nd January 1998.
Coffee, darling?
Oh, no, thanks. This can't possibly be right.
Well, send it to the accountant to check.
It is from Miles. But he must have got it wrong. I can't possibly owe this much tax.
Well, you've got the money, haven't you? Honestly, I think we've got more important things to worry about at the moment.
Oh, it's cold in that lamby shed. Any coffee left?
Yes, but make some fresh if you like.
They are. I knew it. This bill's based on profits I was making 2 years ago, when Arable was doing
Dad,
well.
I wish you'd have a word with Sammy.
But I'm having to pay it now when incomes from cereals have plummeted.
He just won't put the individual pens where I tell him. It's too drafty.
Sure you saved the money, darling. Oh, did you see Kate on your travels, Debbie?
No, sorry, Mum. No, she's still sulking in her tent.
The point's not whether I've got the money or not. The point is I've had £100 an acre taken off my bottom line.
The point is you've got a pregnant daughter who won't speak to you.
We're not going to start this again, are we? Did I have any post?
I think we did quite enough speaking to each other over the weekend.
Ranting and raving. No real communication.
Yes, Debbie, we put it on the table for you. Oh, thank you. How kind.
What is there to communicate about?
Everything.
I have nothing to say to Kate. She has nothing to say to me. She made it perfectly clear.
Oh, whoopee. Good old Dad.
Why, what have I done?
I meant Roger.
Oh, has he remembered your birthday at last? You think Christmas Eve would be difficult to forget?
Don't say it. Look at this.
Oh, very nice. Just about enough to cover the interest on my tax bill.
Brian... Yes, darling, it's very generous. What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Put it somewhere safe for now. Give me something to dream about when I'm up all night with the lambs.
Thought I'd paid £95.96 anyway.
Oh, will you put that down?
Why?
Well, so we can talk about Kate.
What's the point? Time to talk was years ago when you were spoiling her and indulging her every whim.
I was?
Letting her think she could get away with murder. This was bound to happen.
Oh, well, I think that's debatable, but let's not get into that. Now, it has happened,
it's Brian. It's entirely Kate's problem.
Well, how can you say that?
Well, she keeps saying it's got nothing to do with us. Okay? That's the way she wants it. It's fine by me.
Now, iodine spray, aerosol spray, mouth drench.
Morning. Oh, Debbie. Hi.
Oh. Hello, Hayley. What brings you here?
Well, Kate's been ringing me all over the weekend. Said she needs to see me urgently.
Well, have you been away?
Not exactly. Don't feel much like talking to anyone.
Well, Kate will be at the cottage.
Oh, yeah, of course she will. I'm sort of on automatic pilot this morning, first day back at work.
Yeah.
Is she in some sort of trouble? Do you know what this is about?
Well, it's probably better if she tells you herself, if that's what she wants to do. I'm trying to stay clear.
Easier said than done sometimes, though, isn't it? Come out for a bit of peace and quiet, have you?
No. Like you, I'm working. We start lambing next weekend. I'm trying to get everything ready. And Sammy thinks it's too soon.
There is a lot of stuff. What's this, then?
Calcium borogluconate.
Oh, bet that comes in handy.
There are things you'd recognise. Clean towels, carbolic soap, disinfectant.
Hot water and plenty of it, like they always say in those old films when someone's having a baby.
Yes. Yeah, I need to talk to Sammy about the hot water, if I can find him.
What do you need those syringes for?
Oh, in case any of the ewes get pregnancy toxemia.
Debbie, have you got any idea where Sammy is? Oh, hello, Hayley.
Oh, morning, Mr. Aldridge. I better be getting on.
Yeah, I think he's sulking somewhere because I asked him to move those pens.
Do you happen to know if Kate's in?
No, I'm afraid not. Well, if that's where you want them.
I'll ask Debbie, she should be in here.
Oh, that sounds like I know.
You should start lambing soon, will you?
John, what's he doing here?
I don't know.
Look, we're trying to get some work done here.
Debbie, we were just wondering if... Oh, Hayley.
Hayley, I've been trying to get hold of you.
Yes, I know. How could you, Kate? Is that what you're on my side?
Hayley, wait.
Look, I really can't stand.
Hayley, it's not what you think.
Hayley, please.
Oh, hell.
Hayley.
Oh, dear, that was unfortunate.
Oh, let's get on.
I wanted to talk to her myself. Now she'll think it was all a setup.
If you've quite finished...
What was John doing here, anyway?
He wanted me to talk to Hayley for him, explain about Sharon.
Oh, for heaven's sake, is this a farm or daytime
and
television?
And I wanted to tell her about...
Oh, no, you keep your confessions to yourself.
Dad?
I don't want the whole village.
What, knowing my shame? I've got to talk to someone. I certainly can't expect any understanding from my own family.
Oh, Dad.
How come I'm suddenly the villain of the piece?
Oh, well, you're behaving like a Victorian father.
Because I think Kate's being criminally irresponsible. Because I think her behaviour reflects on the whole family.
Dad!
Anyway, I don't want to talk about it. So what's his problem with Sammy?
Oh, the same as last year. He's just so awkward about doing what I ask him to.
Fine, well, sack him.
What?
We can't have all this bickering and backbiting through lambing. He's getting too old anyway.
You can't be serious.
Why not? Save us a lot of money. Lord knows we could do with that at the moment.
Sharon, are you... Oh.
Don't worry, I'm going.
I just didn't expect you to be lurking behind a door.
And waiting for the taxi. Should be here any minute.
Taxi?
To take me to the station.
Right. Well, I can give you a lift.
Don't bother. It's coming now.
Where's Kylie?
Washing her hands. Why, do you want to say goodbye?
Of course I do.
I'll call her. Kylie! Then you can go.
Well, I'll wait till the taxi comes. Give you a hand with the cases.
We ain't got much stuff. Bit late for fond farewells, isn't it?
I didn't mean it to end like this, Sharon.
Neither did I, John.
Well, you have got somewhere you can go in Leeds.
Oh, yeah, I've got somewhere. Do you want the address?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Look, here's Kylie.
Hi, John.
Hi, Kylie. All ready to go?
Yes. I'll miss you.
Well, you'll see all your friends in Leeds. You'll soon forget about me.
No, I won't.
Why don't you go outside, love? See if you can see the taxi come in.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Are you?
About Kylie.
Oh, yeah. Bit late now.
Mum, I can see him.
Tell him I'm coming.
Okay.
Hey, let me take it for you.
No, Tar, I can manage.
Let me at least give you the money for the taxi. Please.
No, oh, all right, then. Why not?
Get something for Kylie on this, right?
Oh, always the generous one.
Sharon, I...
Doesn't matter, John. Taxi's waiting. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Kylie. Be a good girl for your mum. Goodbye.
This is nice, isn't it? A real family lunch.
Can you ask Dad to pass the salt, Kate?
Oh, I'll get it. Have some more broccoli, Kate. It's full of iron.
I've loathed it since I was a child. I'm not going to like it now just because I'm pregnant.
Do we have to talk about that?
I didn't want to come over. Mum made me.
I invited you, darling. Debbie, how are the preparations for lambing coming on?
Ask Dad.
I thought you were in charge, you and Sammy.
Ask Dad about Sammy.
What's going on? What's happened to Sammy?
Dad's going to sack him.
What?
Look, no. I simply suggested we might think about letting him go in the not-too-distant future.
Sack Sammy? Whatever for?
Well, he isn't working well with Debbie, and he's getting on.
Don't make it my fault when it's part of your economy drive.
What? But that's outrageous!
Do you mind keeping out of this?
You can't sack Sammy.
Well, I'm not going to, necessarily. I'm just floating the possibility.
It didn't sound like that this morning.
I'm just trying to get everyone to understand how serious our position is. Yeah. Our cereal prices have dropped.
Down to our last million?
He's making life difficult for Debbie.
Yeah, well, not as difficult as lambing on my own would be.
Well, there's no question of that. Of course I'd keep him on for the next few months. I mean, he's getting near retirement age anyway.
Oh, let the state take care of him. You are such a hypocrite. All the money you've got...
should be used to support my illegitimate grandchild, I suppose.
Brian!
And you say I'm a hypocrite.
What's that supposed to mean?
You criticise the way I earn my money, what I do with it, but you don't mind living off it.
What?
She is your daughter. It's quite different.
Well, the gravy train's been derailed. I'm losing income all the time. I've taxes to pay. I can't afford to featherbed my workers.
Yeah, not when you've got a spare daughter to take up the slack.
And I can't afford to indulge you anymore, Kate. So tell us when you'll be leaving the cottage. I need to let it.
Oh, Brian!
Fine! Oh, don't bother throwing me out. I'm going.
Good. When?
I've got friends. Dad, you're being ridiculous.
I'm just trying to make you all understand.
If you think I want my baby brought up with these attitudes...
I'm giving notice. No more handouts, Kate.
That includes me, does it?
Oh, of course not. What are you talking about?
I don't want your money.
No, sit down.
I'll be gone by the end of the week.
Yeah, and I might come with you. This partnership we're supposed to have, Dad, you're just going over my head again. We haven't talked about Sammy properly.
I'm talking to Kate.
Not anymore, you're not. I'm going and you need to
be quiet. It's quite enough. I don't know what's got into all of you. Nobody's going anywhere.
Never
mind what he told you. I'm telling you now. Kate's staying in the cottage. And Sammy's staying in his job, even if I have to pay the rent and the wages out of my own savings. And you're not going anywhere either, Debbie.
But Jenny...
Look, I've had enough, Brian. That's the deal, or I'll be going as well.
Hayley.
Oh, John.
Look, please don't run off again.
I suppose it is getting a bit ridiculous. Anyway, I'm supposed to be meeting Roy.
Just glad I've seen you.
Although, if he ever turns up, he just rings Sid to say they're keeping him a bit late at Grey Gables.
I was beginning to think it would never happen.
He's a busy boy these days with all his college friends and then working at Grey Gables.
I wanted to explain.
Quiet in here, isn't it? Still, I see they've got a quiz night on tomorrow. Perhaps that'll drum up a bit of trade.
Hayley, please. Listen to me.
All right. I'll listen. Don't expect it to make any difference.
Sharon at the cottage, it wasn't what you thought.
It never was it?
No, really, she turned up on my doorstep on Christmas Eve. Donna had thrown her out.
Good for Donna.
There was nowhere else for her and Kylie to go.
Yes, there wouldn't have been with the...
But I didn't stay. I went home. I was there all Christmas. Ask Mum. Ask Kate. Please, you've got to believe me. It's all over between me and Sharon.
Where have I heard that before?
Look, I'd give anything if you knew how I wish it hadn't happened.
But it did. We had something really great. And you wrecked it for her.
I'm so sorry.
I know you are. I'm sorry too. I'm miserable. But I can't forget. She's there in your head and she's there in my head now.
Look, I was mad. I must have been. Now I realise if you knew how much more I care for you, please believe me.
I do believe you. But it doesn't help. I can't trust you anymore, John. And I can't be with someone I don't trust.
Right, you are, girl. Off you go.
You need any help clearing up, David?
Oh, thanks, Bert. Yeah, you can give me a hand swinging down.
Right you are.
Unless you wanted to get off a bit early tonight.
Why would I want to do that?
It's end of year quiz night. You are coming.
Oh, I'm not sure. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Sid's wrote me in.
Oh, you don't need me then.
Yes, he does. He must be desperate. He's got Kenton chairing the thing.
Oh, I don't know. My Frieda might have something on.
Yeah, she has. She's giving Kathy a hand with the refreshments. Come on, Bert, don't be shy. Is this because you were a bit off form last time?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, don't let that put you off. Everyone's allowed an off night. You're a star before.
I don't know. Maybe I've lost an act.
Oh, don't be daft. They just weren't your questions, that's all. Got to take the rough with the smooth.
Well, I'll think about it. Do you want to give me that bucket or make a start?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
What's happened to Mike Tucker? I thought he was doing the afternoon shift now.
He asked if he could swap with me. Betty's got some relatives coming round. And to be honest with you, I'd be quite glad of a rest from his moaning.
He does go on.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's tough on him that Pat and Tony want to close the farm shop, but, you know, if that's the way the cookie crumbles.
How's the milk industry, then? It never stops, does it?
Not for some, no. How was your fishing trip?
I don't know, Kenton. Do you catch anything?
Not any fish, Bert, no. Dave, you know that old water trough in the yard?
What? What old water trough?
By the machinery shed. The one that sat there growing weeds since you were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Oh, that. What about it?
Could I have it? I mean, you don't use it or anything?
Oh, not since I've been working here.
What nuts you on that for?
You got into the scrap metal business?
Something like that. Could I?
Suppose so. Oi, mind your feet.
Right.
Lots of money in that, they say.
There's a lot of money in old Edwardian bathtubs.
That's never an old Edwardian bathtub.
No, but I know where one is. If I could swap it, I stand to make, about 700 quid.
Just about cover the cost of your New Year's party.
It's not going to be that lavish.
It's not what I hear.
If a thing's worth doing... Hey, you come in, Bert.
You what?
To our party.
Ooh, you don't rightly know.
Oh, come on. The more the merrier.
Oh, so it's all right if we bring the children in?
Well, do you think they'd enjoy themselves? I'm not sure it's really appropriate.
Appropriate? Kenton, it's essential if you really want the whole family there. Who's going to babysit?
Ah, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, you'll see how that can be, right?
Oh, it's cold out there.
It'll be cold in here if you don't get that door shut.
Yeah, all right. I'm a bit incapacitated at the moment.
When aren't you?
Oh, the cave's kicked me. Number 16, but it's usually no trouble.
Maybe she was trying to wake your ideas up a bit.
Oh, what's got into you? I'm the one that was kicked.
Well, you've been looking at the milk returns.
Oh, yeah. Is that tea fresh?
Yeah.
Do you want to cook?
I need something a bit stronger after looking at this look.
What have you got there, then?
I told you. The milk returns of the last 6 months. And they don't make pleasant reading.
What's wrong with them?
What's right with them, more like. We're getting a lot less for our milk now than we did before the fire.
Oh, it takes time with the new herd.
Our cell count is going up every month.
Yeah, not a lot.
And it? You want to argue with these printouts, see? Hey? We've got penalty deductions on the price. We're making less all the time.
Oh, it'll sort itself out.
How? We're making less. The rent's gone up. We spent a bomb over Christmas.
Oh, you can't spend a bit of money at Christmas.
Money we ain't got. We're not making it, and it's all your fault.
My fault? How'd you make that? I didn't start the fire.
You're the one who does the milking. Must be your fault the cell count's going up. If you was a bit more careful...
I am careful.
No, you're not. You're sloppy. I've seen you. You never wash the udders properly.
If you're so bothered, do it yourself.
Well, you'd be better off getting young William trained up. At least he takes an interest in the cows.
So do I. He's just obsessed with posh spice.
For a first calf due any minute, of course he's anxious. It's good to see somebody who takes a pride in their work.
It's easy if you've only got one cow to worry about. Oh, don't make such a fuss.
These things take time. There will be an improvement in the next set of figures, you'll see.
Well, I hope you're right. Or we'll be in queer streak.
Change the record. Hey, you coming to this quiz tonight?
Dunno.
Oh, go on, take your mind off the milk returns. Should be a laugh. Sid reckons it's a bit special.
You mean we're going to win for a change? Who's on the team? Magnus Magnusson?
Yeah, I think it's the usual suspects.
Not Bert Frey. He was a washout last time.
He was on a winning streak before.
Yeah. They've forgotten more general knowledge than Bert Frey ever knew.
Ain't much use to us if you've forgotten it, is he? Oh, Kent and Archer's be in the chair.
What Sid want to ask him for?
Yeah, I thought he might spice it up a bit.
I suppose.
Oh, I saw Kenton this afternoon. He was fishing down on the Am.
Oh, in this weather? Oh, that sunshine's rotted his brain.
Ah, he's all right. Asked us to his New Year's Eve party.
At the wine bar? He must have gone soft.
That should be a good do by the sound of it. No expense spared.
Oh, well, maybe we should go then.
Afternoon, John. That's not a fun job, this weather.
Yeah, this weather's why I'm having to do it. All the pipes are frozen solid. So what brings you out in the cold?
Susan sent me up here to fetch Tracy. She's coming round for her tea. We didn't see much of her over Christmas.
She's not ready yet?
No, your mum seems busy.
Good time of year for yoghurts. Everyone's making their New Year's resolutions.
I suppose so. You made any?
Well, not to be such a prat, but it's a bit late for that.
Your pigs are looking good anyway.
You think so?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you brought them on really well.
That's one thing I can do right anyway.
Oh, you are down in the dumps. Post-Christmas blues?
Yeah, something like that. I screwed up last year. Why should next year be any different?
Well, your business seems to be doing very well.
My business.
And anything else? Well, you can try harder.
Oh, I can't. Hayley won't let me.
Oh, that's the trouble, is it?
It's well and truly over.
Sorry, didn't mean to put me foot in it.
No, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters much.
Oh, come on now, John. That's not true.
She was the only girl for me, and I blew it.
Well, there are other things in life.
Are there? Well, I've got left of these pigs.
Well, that's a start, isn't it?
It's not quite the same, Nicole.
Of course not, but if you've got work you enjoy and that you're good at, that's something, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Throw yourself into it.
Look, me being the best pig producer in the county won't bring Hayley back.
And the final question before the break for the bull team, concluding our dying words round, which famous British Prime Minister is supposed to have said on his deathbed, I could do with one of Bellamy's meat pies?
Bellamy.
Clock starts now.
That's a tough one.
Well, Bert,
Melbourne.
That's a place in Australia, don't you know nothing?
Well, it seems like Winston Churchill to me. He looks as though he'd enjoyed a few meat pies in his time.
Lord Melbourne was a Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought it might be a bit earlier. One of the pits.
10 seconds, have to hurry you.
Oh, you say that, then.
I don't know which. You're probably right.
It's the first time tonight.
Oh, go on, it's only anything.
Go on, Bert.
Melbourne, Lord Melbourne.
No, I'm sorry. It was William Pitt the Younger.
Oh, Bruce.
Thank you, and that concludes our first half, with the home team trailing by 20 points to 35.
Oh. Yeah, all right, all right.
But it's not over yet. Replenish your glasses. I'm sure we're in for a fighting second half.
I told you, we never should have listened to him.
You sounded certain, Bert.
Does. You can't go by that.
Well, I'm going to go and get a drink.
Now he's sulking.
Hey, don't bother offering us anything, will you?
Oh, Lord, I better go with him, otherwise he'd be hell to work with all week. Hang on a minute, Bert.
I'll come with you. He can buy a round. It's the least he can do.
Hey, you tell him, Neil.
Mine's a point.
Oh, this is a washer. Might as well have stayed at all.
Oh, do stop moaning.
Well, this is fun. Can I get you a drink?
You see, things are brightening up already. It's not very much. Mine's a point.
And mine.
Coming up. Oh, while I remember, Eddie, there was something I was meaning to ask you. You know that old water trough of yours?
Which one?
Where I saw you this afternoon. The old bath.
Oh, yeah?
I was wondering how you feel about swapping it for a real galvanised one. Only there's one going spare at Brookfield.
Why would we want to do that?
Earn a bit of money for us all.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a mate in Borchester doing up an old terrace house. That bath's just what he's looking for.
Why?
Well, people go in for that kind of period detail.
He wants to try taking a bath, isn't
it? It's more for show than anything. But there could be, well, 50 quid in it for us.
He'd pay for that whole thing?
If I twisted his arm. So if I got you a replacement and we split the proceeds?
Lot of trouble for you.
Well, like I say, he's a mate. And if I can do three mates a good turn and make myself the price of a round...
Well, you must drink in some fancy places.
I do. So, if we could arrange a swap sometime?
Yeah, okay, give us a ring.
Great. I'll go and get those drinks.
Yeah, he's a fly one. He wants to watch him.
Don't you worry, Dad. I am.
John, good to see you. Come and join us. Don't skulk in the corner here.
No, I'm hiding. Brad and Mike going on about Mum and Dad closing the farm shop again.
Oh, yes, he's not happy about that.
Don't we know it? But it did give me an idea, though. You're going to have some land free, aren't you, when he's harvested his last vegetable?
I don't know. He hasn't made any definite plans.
But if it was going spare, you could use it to run a few organic sows.
No, why would I want to do that?
So you could sell me organic wieners. Look, I'm buying them 30 a month. I have to go all over the place for them.
Look, John, I'm not sure about this organic stuff.
You don't have to be. I'm the one doing the marketing. Look, I'd pay 50 quid for a 10-week-old. I bet that's 15 quid more than you're getting at the moment.
50 quid, eh? I know you, though.
Hey, look, I know I've let you down before, but I've learnt my lesson. I'm not going to do that kind of thing anymore. Anyway, this is different. It isn't a partnership. It's a straight supply deal.
Yes, but...
Well, at least say you think about it. Well, you're the one who said I should throw myself into my work.
You're getting around in, Dave.
Yeah?
Could you add 3 pints to it?
Oh, I suppose so. You come without your wallet again?
I spent up on the big party, to be honest with you.
I thought Shula was looking after the food, and the booze was going through Nelson's.
Still needs to be paid for, not to mention your babysitter.
My babysitter?
So you and Ruth can come to the ball, Cinderella. I found an agency, but it's pricey New Year's Eve.
No, don't worry, I'm staying in.
Dave, I miss all the fun.
No, it's okay, I'm quite looking forward to it.
Okay, whatever turns you on.
So you can cross the babysitter off your list of expenses.
Every little helps.
Kenton, you can afford this big bash, can't you?
Of course I can. Don't you worry.
All right, if you say so. I just hope you know what you're doing, that's all.
Sorry to call you out on New Year's Eve, Alistair, but she just wasn't getting any better.
No, you were right to be concerned. So, she's been off her feed, walking stiffly.
And a couple of her joints looked a bit puffy to me, and her navel.
I've got a pretty good idea what it is. And if her temperature's what I think it's going to be... Yes, 40.5.
That's high.
Oh, don't worry, we'll soon get it down.
So what's wrong with her?
Joint ill.
I did wonder. But don't they pick that up in the carving pen?
Yeah, probably streptococcus.
We always keep ours so clean.
I'm sure you do. But it's easy for there to be a build-up, and calves are very vulnerable when their navels are still soft. Don't worry, we can treat it with antibiotics.
I should still rest the carving box, though.
Oh, yes, give it a good scrub out, disinfect, you know the score.
And spray the calf's navel at birth.
Exactly.
That's no problem. I'm glad it wasn't anything more serious.
I'll give her something now, and I'll leave you the follow-up treatment. Then we can both go and get our glad rags on.
Thanks. Do you want me to hold her head?
Yeah, in a tick.
Oh, I must say, I'm looking forward to the party.
Should be good.
Even though David isn't going.
Oh, really? Why not?
Someone's got to look after the children.
Oh, and he drew the short straw, did he?
No, he volunteered. Says his partying days are over.
Oh, mine aren't.
No, I feel the same.
I should hope so, a slip of a girl like you. Mind you, I can't believe Shula's 40.
Well, she certainly doesn't look it.
Not at all. So, is David looking after Daniel too?
Oh, yeah, he's at the bungalow now. Shula's gone up to the dower house to get ready.
All girls together?
Something like that.
Ah, I thought I heard voices. Evening, Ruth. Alistair.
Hello, Graham. If you're looking for David, he's over at the bungalow. He's expecting you.
You're not working. It's New Year's Eve, man.
Just a bit of estate business I'd like to clear up. Anyway, what about you? You always dress like that for social calls.
Invariably. Now, if you could hold her for me, Ruth.
Nothing serious, I hope.
No, she'll be fine now.
So, you're not coming to party?
Try and stop me. My partner's covering tonight. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Are you coming, Graham?
Yes. Weren't you expecting me?
Oh, yeah, I just didn't know who Kenton had asked. Shula was worried he hadn't been very efficient about it.
It was Shula who asked me.
There we are. She asked me too.
That's all right, then. She's obviously got it well in hand.
She must have invited Caroline.
Oh, yes. I thought you were being very attentive to her at the drinks on Christmas Day. Oh,
just seeing if she needed any help, really.
Oh, just being a dutiful guest, then.
Alistair.
She's a very attractive woman. I'm sure she has many admirers.
Don't let that put you off. Faint heart never won fair lady. That's it. All done.
Thanks, Alistair. Yeah, she's coming, Graham. With Shula, actually. They're up at the dower house now, getting ready.
Oh, if I'd realised they needed escorts, I'd have offered.
They ought to put you in a glass case, Graham. The last English gentleman.
Oh, thank you.
I think they'll manage.
You do think this dress is all right?
Oh, it's lovely. Very sexy.
Oh, dear, it's too young, isn't it?
You're going to be 40, not 400. You look gorgeous.
It's too low.
It's Shula, you look wonderful. I'll get your makeup on and shut up.
All right.
I've got some bright red lipstick if you want to borrow it.
Oh, I think that would be a bit much. Maybe I shouldn't have worn black.
Oh, it suits you. Besides, We make a nice contrast.
Oh, I see. I'm just there as a background to you, am I, Scarlet Woman?
It's a party. Anyway, oh, do you think this is too short?
Oh, now who's being Victorian? You've got wonderful legs.
They don't age as fast as the rest of you.
Oh, you don't look any older than the day I first met you.
Have you been for an eye checkup recently? Move over a bit. I want to do my face.
Oh, you smell wonderful. What is that?
Temptation.
So who are you going to be tempting tonight?
I think my tempting days are over.
Oh, now.
So, is there anyone you've got your eye on tonight?
Yes, Kenton.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be the life and soul of the party.
That's what I'm worried about.
It'll be fine.
Oh, I hope so. How about you?
Oh, nobody special.
Caroline, come on. I'm your best friend. You can't fool me.
You know there's only one man worth a second glance in the whole county.
Joe Grundy.
Oh, too sophisticated for me. Pass me the mascara.
Here. Oh, thanks. I presume you mean Alistair?
Yep. Oh, what's the point? He doesn't think of me like that.
You don't know that.
Think I do.
He's never had the benefit of all your charms.
Shula, what can you mean?
He's never seen you in that dress.
You do think it's too short?
Oh.
The only chap that's shown the slightest bit of interest in me lately is Graham Ryder.
Yeah, I thought he was being very attentive at your Christmas do. Well, he can be...
Yeah?
Well, he can turn on the charm, can't he, lately?
Yes. Poor old Graham.
Oh, dear, we shouldn't laugh.
He is very pleasant. He's not going to set the am on fire, though, is he?
Not unless he's insured it first.
Oh,
oh, dear, I don't know what's got into me tonight.
Ooh, the party spirit. Why not? There. Don't we look gorgeous?
Yeah.
Have you managed to get a drink?
Yes. I'm just waiting for the crowds to part a little so I can get through.
Well, you might be here till next year. What do we do about the drinks? Some of these people must be normal customers, surely.
It is a little unclear, but Shane said Kenton was sorting it out, so...
Do you need a hand, Debbie? Oh, hi, Graham. What a splendid dinner jacket.
Oh, I thought I'd make the effort.
I'm not much nearer getting served, I'm afraid.
It's full, isn't it?
Yeah.
To think Shula was worried they might get a vasting of people.
Kenton seems to have made a lot of friends in the short time he's been here. Oh, excuse me, I must get this drink back for Caroline.
Yes, of course. That was a bit tart. I put me foot in it. Kenton didn't realise Shula had invited me.
It was nice of her.
Although I get the feeling Kenton doesn't know who half these people are.
I didn't realise the bar was going to be open for normal business.
Still, more the merrier.
Yep.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I am. It's such a relief to be out of the house.
Why?
Oh, there are various reasons. Look, I'll tell you about it later. I think I just caught Shane's eye. Shane!
I wonder where Graham is with my drink.
Have some of mine.
No, don't do that. I'll get you one.
Oh, no, don't you. You might never find us again.
Oh, that would be a pity.
Wouldn't it? Oh, Daniel had a good Christmas then?
Oh, yes. Loved every minute of it.
And David's looking after him tonight?
Oh, poor David.
He didn't seem to mind.
Well, at least you're out. Oh, no, sorry. I just meant it must be difficult normally.
I manage, don't I, Caroline? And I like to take Daniel with me as much as I can.
Here comes Graham.
Oh, sorry I've been so long. Oh. Here you are.
Oh, champagne already.
Oh, that's what Shane gave me. Orders from Kenton, apparently.
Really?
Oh, I'm not complaining. Cheers. Here's to a happy new year.
You're a bit early.
Never too early to drink champagne.
Certainly not.
What are you drinking, Graham?
Mineral water, but I'm driving.
Oh, you put us all to shame.
It's your party, Shula. You don't need to worry. I'll treat you to a taxi.
Difficult to get hold of on New Year's Eve, though, aren't they? If you need a lift home, Caroline...
Oh, don't worry about me. I can always catch a lift in Alice's taxi, can't I?
Of course you can.
Oh, yes, of course.
What's this? A pretty woman all on her own at my party?
No, Ruth's just gone to the loo.
Ruth? We're all your admirers.
You tell me.
You wouldn't be standing on your own at a party in Oz, I can tell you.
No, knee-deep in kangaroos, I expect.
Aussies know how to enjoy themselves. The English are so buttoned up.
Yeah, maybe. Haven't you enjoyed being home?
Yeah, it's great to see the family. I've really missed them. But I miss the wide open spaces, too.
And the rolling blue oceans. You've still got your yachting business.
Oh, yes. Best thing I ever did. Not like work.
I can imagine.
Come and see it. They must let you off that farm sometimes.
Don't tempt me.
I know the flight's pricey, but once you're there, you've got no idea how hospitable Aussies can be.
Well, I've got a bit of money, actually. Had a wonderful birthday check. Real surprise.
What are you waiting for, then? You're young, you're beautiful, the world's your oyster. Come on.
Well, it's a thought.
Well, if you think any more about it...
Kenton, could I have a word?
I'm in the middle of chatting up Debbie.
That's all right. Look, Ruth's on her way over.
Somewhere a bit quieter, if possible.
It's a party, Shula. Aren't you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, of course, but...
Alistair's looking for you, Shula.
Alistair? I thought he was talking to Caroline.
Caroline's talking to him. Graham's talking to her.
Oh, poor Caroline. Come on, Shula. Let's go and rescue them.
Excuse us.
Kenton, he's a one-off, isn't he?
Let's hope so.
He's fun. Makes everyone round here seem very staid.
I think that's the object of the exercise.
Ah. I'm just a bit worried Shane might be giving free drinks to some of the customers.
Don't be. It's all under control.
Honestly?
Honestly. Come on, love. I wanted you to enjoy this. It is supposed to be our birthday party.
Oh, I am. And Mum and Dad seem to be having a great time.
And I see you've got yourself a new beau.
Haven't?
That rather attractive vet's been making sheep's eyes at you all evening. Still, I suppose he's had the practice.
No, you've got it wrong. It's Caroline he's interested in.
Yes, Shula, of course it is.
It is.
Relax. You deserve a bit of fun in your life.
But Caroline...
She's just trying to get rid of that off. Oh, Graham, not going so soon, surely.
No, I'm just spiriting Caroline away to a quiet corner.
Oh, dear. Too noisy for you, is it?
No, not at all. We just felt like some civilised conversation, didn't we, Caroline?
Yes, but... Oh, come on, Graham, let's stick with the party.
No, don't worry. We can stay and talk to Alistair, can't we, Shula?
Yeah, of course. But wasn't Alistair going with you?
No, I wasn't. I'm quite happy to be uncivilised.
Oh, so am I. In fact...
Now, Caroline, you're making yourself quite hoarse shouting over this din. We'll find someone nice and quiet and the others can join us later.
Yes, please do.
I'd never have put Graham down as the caveman type.
Oh, if he knows what he wants, he goes for it. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, dear, poor Caroline. Maybe I should go with them.
You stay right where you are. Caroline can handle Graham. You stay with Alistair.
Yes, please do.
Where are you going?
I just need to check something with Shane. Put your mind at rest.
There's no need. Kenton?
Well, alone at last.
I'm sure Caroline will be back soon.
Better make the most of it, then, haven't we?
I don't want you to get the wrong idea.
About what? This? I know it's not midnight yet, but I couldn't wait. Not the way you look tonight.
I shouldn't have let that happen.
Why not?
Well, it's complicated.
Did I leave my glass here? Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
You're not. I mean, I'd better go and see how Caroline is.
Well, Alistair, I hope your intentions to my sister are honourable.
Undoubtedly. But it's how she feels about me that's the question.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. It's nearly 1998. Who knows what the new year will bring? Cheers, Alistair.
Oh, morning, Shula. Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks. Same to you. Is Linda taking the day off?
Yeah, but don't worry. Roy's covering reception for her. Only I've just sent him off to find Mr. Woolley. I want to arrange a beater's day for the end of the month.
Oh, it's Caroline I'm looking for.
I expect Roy will know where she is.
So, how are you, George? Mm. Are you working today?
Oh, yeah. I need to set up my catches to trap the end bird.
Well, you don't want to overdo things.
Well, I'm not. I'm just trying to get back into my old routine.
I'm sure there's no rush.
It's for me. I want everything to get back to normal again. Make the place me own. You know, even now there's a wood that...
Yes?
Yeah, nothing. Doesn't matter. Look, Roy's coming.
Mr. Woolley's in his office now. He said to go on in.
Oh, thanks, Roy. I'll see you, Shula.
Yes, bye.
Bye.
I don't suppose you've seen Caroline on your travels.
She rang to say she might be a bit late. She should be here soon.
Roy, I'm sorry I'm late. Oh, hello, Shula. What brings you here?
I just wondered if you'd have time for a coffee and a chat.
Oh, not this morning, I'm afraid. I was supposed to be in at 9, so I've got to catch up. To tell you the truth, I'm feeling a bit fragile.
Shall I get you a coffee now, Caroline?
Oh, Roy, you're already my man of the year. That would be wonderful.
No problem. And for you, Shula?
Oh, no, thanks, Roy. I won't stop now if you're right. Busy.
Shan't be long.
That boy's a treasure. He'll go far. Look, come back for lunch if you like. I should have got my eyes open by then. If it's important...
Oh, no, I just thought it would be a nice start to the new year.
Well, if it's not out of your way...
No, I've got to pop up to the business units, but that shouldn't take long. Lunch would be nice.
What's happening at the business units?
Oh, Auntie Chris wants me to pop in at the vet.
Well, if you see the lovely Alistair, ask him what happened to him at midnight.
Midnight?
Yes. I did think I might at least get a New Year's peck on the cheek. But no such luck. I want to know who the lucky girl was.
It's just getting worse, Susan.
I know.
I was promised parking specifically for people coming to the surgery. They bring animals with them, for goodness sake. You can't expect them to walk miles.
I have spoken to Mr. Aldridge about it.
What did he say?
He'd get the lines painted when he got round to it.
It's a simple enough job. Can't you get it done?
I'm afraid I don't have that kind of authority anymore.
Well, next time you speak to Brian, you can tell him if he doesn't do something about it quickly, I'll be out with the paint pot myself.
Yes. I'm sorry, you're busy.
Shula, good, I wanted to see you. Would you like coffee?
Oh, I can't stop. Auntie Chris just asked me to pop in to see if you could come round sometime. Nothing urgent, she just needs a chat about the feed programme.
Right. I'll just nip and fetch my appointment diary. Won't be a minute.
Still having problems with Brian, Susan?
Oh, yes. That doesn't change, I'm afraid. How's Mr. Barford?
Oh, I saw him this morning. He's back at work. He seemed fine.
Oh, did he?
Well, I think he's putting a brave face on things. Something like that's bound to take a long time to recover from.
I know. Oh, Shula. I feel so guilty.
Well, it's not your fault.
It was my brother, again. I feel so ashamed. And I just don't know what to do about it.
Have you spoken to George?
No. Can't bring myself to face him.
Well, why don't you try it? It might do him good to talk, too. He does keep things bottled up.
Sorry, am I interrupting?
No. I've got to get on. Look, thanks, Shula.
All right. Bye, Susan.
Bye.
Bye. So, here we are again.
Well, next week would do. It isn't that urgent.
No, I'm glad you came. I wanted to say about last night.
Oh, a party. Everyone gets a bit carried away. There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, maybe I took things a bit fast. But, look, I've got some tickets for a show.
Oh, I'm a bit busy at the moment.
I know it's short notice, but I've got a couple of seats for the Panto in Worcester. I was going to take a friend and his son, but now he can't go, so I was wondering if you and Daniel would like to come.
Daniel?
Yeah, it's Alice in Wonderland. I thought he might enjoy that.
Oh, well, it was kind of you to think of him, but, well, he's probably still a bit young. I don't know if he could sit still that long.
I hear it's very good. Not just for kids, you know. If you could get a babysitter...
Oh, it's probably better if you try someone else.
I see.
It seems a shame to waste the ticket. Now, if you're free on Monday...
Yes?
That would be a good time for you to come and see Auntie Chris.
Roy! Oh, good. I was afraid you might be held up at work again.
No, I'm OK. Can I get you a drink?
No, thanks, I'm OK.
Oh, I'll get one when you finish yours. I did get down on Monday, actually, but you're gone.
Oh, sorry about that. The thing was... I bumped into John.
Oh, I see.
He didn't tell you about it?
No, I haven't seen him since before Christmas.
Really? It was his birthday yesterday. Thought he might have gone out with his mates.
I was on duty at Grey Gables. Oh, I don't know what he did.
Oh.
To be honest with you, Ailey, I haven't been seeing that much of John lately, what with one thing and another.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to see me to find out how he is...
Oh, no, it wasn't that at all. I know how he is. Miserable like I am.
I'm afraid I haven't got much sympathy for him. After the way he treated you.
Thank you. Have you seen Kate lately?
No.
Luther hasn't been around, you know.
That's not the point.
No, I know. Sharon's gone too, but, you know...
Is that why John wanted to see her?
Yeah. He seemed to think it would make all the difference.
It doesn't, does it?
No. I wish it did. But once you've lost your trust in someone...
I know.
The thing is, Kate's been trying to get hold of me.
You think she wants to plead John's cause for him?
Oh, I doubt it. I thought it might be about you and her. I just wondered how you felt.
Well, I feel it's over. I've got me college work, my friends there, my job at Grey Gables. I'm making a life without her.
Hello, George.
Susan, what brings you over here?
I wanted a word. I just saw William. He said you were right here.
Yeah, he's been giving me a hand with these traps. Just gone for his lunch. Oh, he's a good lad.
He's very excited about this new calf of his. Told me all about her.
Yeah, nice. It's a little effort. Giving her some daft name, though. Oh,
Baby Spice. Because her mum's Posh Spice.
You know, I can't keep up with all this. I must be getting old.
But you're... feeling all right now?
Oh, yes. I feel a lot better this morning, actually, thanks to young William.
It must be hard having all this work to do on your own.
Oh, I can cope. I'm all right when I've got something to do. When it was all those weeks just sitting and thinking that I found hard.
Look, that's what I came over for. George, I'm sorry.
What have you got to be sorry about?
About Clive. You must think I'm awful not to have said something before.
Well, I'm not much of a one for talking myself.
I couldn't face you. Oh, it's pathetic.
You know what this is, do you, Susan?
It's a trap, isn't it?
For catching pheasants?
Yeah, that's right. And you know where I've been setting them this morning?
Where?
In the wood. The one where it all happened.
It must have been difficult.
First time I've been back since it happened.
Really?
I've been avoiding it. I didn't admit that to myself. Found reasons not to come.
No one could blame you.
Well, nobody knew. I made sure they wouldn't. Except young William.
How did he know?
He guessed. He's a bright lad. He's been helping me set these catches all week. He knew that was the only place we hadn't been.
So could you talk to him about it?
Oh, I didn't have to. He just said, we haven't been down Forest Bank yet, have we, Mr. Barford? Would you like me to come with you?
He's a good boy.
Then I went over there with William this morning and...
And?
It's just a wood, Susan. I've worked in woods over 20 years. I love them. And I'm not going to let those scumbags spoil it for me.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, come on, Susan. No need to upset yourself. It's not your fault. Well, I'm not going to let that brother of yours ruin my life. And neither should you.
So we'll both have the soup of the day to start with. Thanks.
I hope I haven't dragged you away from your work.
No. I managed to catch up once I got some coffee inside me.
It was quite a night.
I'm really glad you came, actually. I wanted to apologise.
You wanted to apologise? What for?
Making a fool of myself at your party.
You didn't.
Oh, I did. I had far too much champagne, far too soon and far too fast.
Who didn't? Kenton was dishing the stuff out like lemonade.
Dutch courage, I suppose. My final assault on Alistair.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he must have thought I was an idiot. Did he say anything about me this morning?
No, he didn't.
I thought it might at least have put Graham Ryder off, but no such luck. Did you see what happened at midnight?
No, I was with Mum and Dad.
He engulfed me like a tidal wave.
Oh, dear.
There was no excuse for him. He was on mineral water.
Oh, Caroline. I wish I could always see the funny side of things like you do.
So no line on who got engulfed by Alistair at the witching hour, then?
Not at midnight, no.
I suppose you could hardly ask him if it came to talk about the horses.
Well, actually...
Mind you, I tried that and it didn't work. Oh, well, you win some, you lose some.
He was more concerned about these tickets he'd got to get rid of.
Raffle tickets? I shouldn't have thought that was Alistair's style.
No, for a panto. He was taking a friend and his little boy.
Oh, really?
Yes, anyway, this fell through for some reason, so he offered them to me and Daniel. Wasn't that kind of him?
Oh, he's a nice man. So, you going? Isn't Daniel a bit young?
Yeah, that's what I said.
It was a kind thought.
Then he said perhaps he and I could go.
You and Alistair? Just you and Alistair?
Yes, I'm sure it's that he just doesn't want to waste the tickets.
Oh, come off it, Shula.
Of course, I said I couldn't go.
Why not?
Oh, this is such a busy time of year.
Let me get this straight. One of the best-looking men in Borsetshire asks you out on a date.
Oh, I wouldn't call
it
that.
And you won't go because you made a New Year's resolution to tidy out your kitchen cupboards? You must be mad.
Do you think so?
You must be. If it was me, I'd have leapt on him, baying.
Yes.
Oh, I see. That's the problem, is it?
Well, I did wonder if you'd mind.
Mind? Why should I? I think it's great.
But last night...
Oh, that was just a game. Gave me something to do at the party.
Are you sure? You were interested in him before.
Oh, you saw his reaction. Feelings not mutual.
Oh, Caroline, he really likes you.
As a sister, I know. Shula, you don't need my permission to go out with Alistair.
I just didn't want there to be any awkwardness between us. Yeah, you're my oldest friend.
Oh, don't be silly. If you're interested, you go for it.
I've told you, Mum, I don't need to be stuffing myself full of chemicals.
Darling, these are just iron pills.
You don't know what the drug companies put in them.
Yes, I do. It's on the packet. Pregnant women often get anemic. If you would just go and see a doctor...
Look, I'm young, well-fed, well-housed. I don't need any medical interference.
But how do you know that if you won't see a doctor? Well, I suppose that is a bit of a circular argument. But nevertheless, darling...
Mum, I'm all right. Chill out. You're going to have a heart attack before I have this baby if you carry on like this.
I just worry about you. Have you seen Roy yet?
No. Why should I?
Well, I just thought... Now we've got your father sorted out.
Is that what you call it?
Oh, he'll come round. It just takes a bit of time. That's why I think the sooner you see Roy...
Oh, that'll be Hayley. Oh, you better go, Mum.
Oh, all right. There's no need to push me out of the door, does she?
She wants to cry on my shoulder about John. You can hit her. Hayley. Oh, am I glad to see you.
Oh, I'm sorry I haven't been able to make it before, but what, we've been back at work and our little misunderstanding.
So come in. Off you go, Mum.
Why are you not leaving on my account, Mrs. Aldridge?
No, it's entirely Kate's idea. Are you coming over for lunch, darling?
No.
Or dinner?
I'll let you know. Bye, Mum.
Oh, right then.
Bye.
Bye.
Honestly, mothers.
What's the matter? She reckon you're turning anorexic or something? Oh, my mum's always checking me for that.
Not exactly.
It'd be a stretch of the imagination. You're looking well, positively blooming.
Thanks, actually.
Look, Kate, I'm sorry I was a bit short with you when you rang, but you got to admit it did look like a setup.
It doesn't matter.
You've got to promise me not to talk about John.
I don't want to talk about John. I want to talk...
Kate, you don't want to leave these lying around.
They're only iron pills. Mum brought them.
Yeah, we're all the same. They ought to be somewhere safe. Now, suppose you had some little kids round. You'd be amazed what they'll stuff down.
We're talking of children,
I get it.
Do you?
Your mum reckons you aren't getting enough vitamins and minerals from your vegetarian diet.
Something like that.
I'm surprised you haven't been able to convince her after all these years. I don't see any need to take these supplements myself.
I quite agree with you.
Of course, I suppose it's different if you're elderly or run down or pregnant.
Yes.
Oh, Kate. You're not, are you?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, can I sit down?
Of course. Is it such a shock?
Yes. I never thought you were the type.
Well, is there a type?
Well, no, I suppose not. So how far gone are you?
Well, nearly 3 months.
You're keeping it then? Well, I mean, I know it's not too late.
Yes, but... I'm keeping it.
Oh, good.
Good?
Yeah, I love babies.
Oh, thank you. I think that's the first positive response I've had.
Oh, you'll be a good mum now, come to think about it.
Debbie was worried. Mum was in tears. Dad went through the roof.
Oh, perhaps not the most conventional. Oh, Kate. You're not, are you?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, can I sit down?
Of course. Is it such a shock?
Yes. I never thought you were the type.
Well, is there a type?
Well, no, I suppose not. So how far gone are you?
Well, nearly 3 months.
You're keeping it then? Well, I mean, I know it's not too late.
Yes, but... I'm keeping it.
Oh, good.
Good?
Yeah, I love babies.
Oh, thank you. I think that's the first positive response I've had.
Oh, you'll be a good mum now, come to think about it.
Debbie was worried. Mum was in tears. Dad went through the roof.
Oh, perhaps not the most conventional. I suppose Roy wasn't best pleased with him starting university and everything.
He doesn't have to worry.
Why, are you determined to go it alone?
Yeah.
Well, it's very brave.
But stupid, you think?
Well, you've got to do what you think is best for you and the baby. That's all that matters.
I'm so glad I've told you. You're the first person to talk sense for weeks. Everyone else is making such a drama out of it.
Well, like I said, I love babies. Have you thought about names yet?
The capital of the Czech Republic is Prague. Ah, right.
Ah, here you are.
Ah, David. Oh, I'm just having a bit of dinner, you know.
Did you get the silage out to the sheep, all right?
Yeah. And I had a look at the water source.
Good. Nothing frozen up.
Oh, that seems okay.
Good. And what's all this, then?
Well, it's just something to read while I eat my sandwiches.
It looks like you've opened a newsagent's. Capitals of the New Republic.
Yeah, I like to keep informed.
Oh, I see. More quiz questions. You're getting obsessed, though.
Well, I want to be ready next time.
It's only a bit of fun.
It's not what folks said when I was getting things wrong.
No one could be expected to know all this. What event shook the world on November the 22nd, 1963?
The assassination of President Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. You got that one right, didn't you?
It wasn't hard.
No, I didn't know it. Who assassinated President Lincoln?
John Wilkes Booth, in a theatre, and the play was...
Yeah, you got that right, too. In fact...
I'd done my homework that time.
But, all these questions, Sid was asking them the night you did so well, wasn't he?
Yeah, I told you I'd done my homework.
Just a minute, let me look at the date. You mean you'd seen this paper?
Yes.
Before the quiz?
Yes. Or I wouldn't have known what the right answers were, would I?
You knew what the questions were going to be.
Well, lucky, wasn't it?
Wait a minute.
He was sticking to the same paper. Then he changed. That's what threw me.
I bet it did.
But I'm all right now. I think I know where he's getting them from again.
You know what questions he's going to ask?
Well, I hope so.
But that is commonly known...
As research.
As cheating.
No, it ain't. Well, he still has to remember the answers.
Yes, it is. If this ever gets out...
Well, you're not going to tell anyone, are you?
Well, not if you promise to pack it in, no.
Why should I? Will the folks read up on these quiz books?
To find the answers, not the questions. Honestly, Bert, what are you like?
Oh, Roy. Right, I hope to be in.
Oh, hello, Ailey.
Hoping to get a cut price rate for a room, are you?
No.
Because I can tell you, today's not the day to ask Caroline for favours. Oh, she's in a right mood.
Look, I just wanted to apologise.
Well, what for?
Yesterday. You must have thought I was really selfish.
Well, why? I mean, you bought your round and
oh,
you...
Oh, going on about John like that.
Oh, that's all right.
All the time, you'd got real troubles of your own.
Well, had I?
I do admire you. Keeping it all bottled up when I was pouring my heart out.
All what bottled up?
When I think about the things I said about you and Kate, I must have put my foot in it a million times.
Oh, that. I told you, look, there's nothing to talk about.
Well, if that's the way you want it, most blokes wouldn't be so reasonable.
I'm not most blokes, am I?
I realise it's what Kate wants.
Look, Hayley, I don't want to be rude, but we did go over this yesterday and I'm supposed to be working.
Yeah, sorry. Just tell me I didn't put my foot in it.
You didn't put your foot in it?
Well, I think you're really cool. If most blokes had found out their girlfriends were pregnant, well, we'd have blown the roof off.
What? What did you say?
Kate's... Oh, God. He didn't know.
Pregnant?
She hasn't told you, has she?
She's pregnant? Are you sure?
Yes. Oh. Oh, Roy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I never dreamt. I mean, I know she said she wanted to go out alone. Well, I never thought she would. Roy, where are you going?
To find Caroline. Anyone comes, tell them someone will be down in a few minutes.
And then you're going to see Kate?
Of course I'm going to go and see Kate.
Roy!
Oh, hello, darling.
Hang on a moment, Jenny. Where are you going?
Oh, don't worry. Lunch is nearly ready. Shortly a moment.
Well, what's in the basket?
Oh, just a few things for Kate.
Like her lunch? Oh, Jenny.
Well, I wanted her to come over and have it with us, but she wouldn't.
Well, she's got food in the cottage. Most of it ours. I'm sure she's capable of making her own lunch.
Well, I'm just so worried she isn't eating properly.
So you're going to watch over her every mouthful for the next 9 months? This is getting ridiculous.
What is ridiculous is a situation between you and her.
What situation?
Yeah, exactly. This total non-communication.
Well, apparently we haven't got anything to talk about. She certainly doesn't want to listen to anything I've got to say.
Well, if you could say it without shouting...
Kate starts the rows.
Yeah, well, you're both as bad as each other. Two alike, that's the trouble.
Thanks. Tell me one time in my life I've acted as irresponsibly as Kate's doing now.
Do you really want me to?
All right, I've made some mistakes. And I regret them, you know I do.
Yeah, well, I thought I did.
But this is different. I mean, anyone can make an initial error of judgment.
Even you.
Even me. The real test is how you deal with the consequences. She doesn't seem to be dealing with them at all.
She is very young.
Well, other young women in her situation seem to be capable of taking it a little more seriously. You, for one.
She is taking it seriously.
So where are her plans? And what's she going to do with it? How's she going to support it? I mean, if there was any sign she was starting to work these things out, I wouldn't mind so much.
Well, she'll get round to it.
When? She hasn't even got round to telling her father yet.
Oh, please don't push her on that, Brian. I know what a difficult decision it is.
Takes two to tango, Jenny. And Kate's dancing partner seems to have waltzed away scot-free as far as I can see. It's high time he faced up to his responsibilities.
Coming, where's the fire? Oh, Roy, it's you.
Yeah, it's me. Can I come in?
I suppose so. Must be something urgent, the amount of noise you were making.
Well, I think so. Though, obviously, you don't.
If you're going to talk in riddles, you'd better come in. It's cold.
I don't think it's me who needs to explain anything.
On the other hand, if you've just come round for a round...
Kate, why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
Oh, please. Don't pretend you don't know what I mean. About the baby.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that trivial piece of news.
How did you find out?
Hayley told me.
Great. So much for female solidarity.
Look, she didn't mean to. She thought I knew.
I never gave her that impression.
I bet you didn't. But Hayley's normal. She assumed that any girl in that situation...
Oh, I see. So I'm abnormal, am I? That's nice to know.
Why didn't you tell me?
We'd split up, remember?
Yeah, I know. But my baby... I don't understand. I mean, do you think I'd be angry? Wanting to have an abortion? What?
How you'd react wasn't uppermost in my mind, funnily enough.
I didn't mean that. Don't twist my words. I can't believe you thought I wouldn't stand by you.
Oh, how chivalrous of you. I can stand on my own, thanks very much.
Oh, look, Kate, don't start. This is serious. We've got to talk about it.
There's nothing to talk about.
There's a baby.
My baby. And I don't need any help or advice from you.
Your baby? Oh, I see. So I don't have any rights in the matter.
Rights? No, I don't think rights come into it.
I came here to be reasonable.
Good for you.
But if you're just going to try and deaf me out...
We split up, Roy. It was just as much your decision as it was mine.
Yeah, but this baby wasn't.
I can't believe it. Are you suggesting I was trying to trap you?
No, of course not.
Oh, you're quite right. My decision, my fault, my baby. So now you can just leave me to get on with it.
Of course I can.
Why not? You haven't been that bothered how I was for the past few months.
Well, you didn't tell me because you were sulking.
Oh, no, that's not the reason I didn't tell you.
My baby, Kate. I mean, didn't I have a right to know?
It's not.
What?
It's not your baby.
It's not mine. But...
That's what I said. So you don't have to worry about losing your precious rights. You haven't got any. So could you just get out, please, and leave me to get on with it?
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by David Ian Neville, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.